Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's Pádraic Lodge this Friday morning. Morning, Pádraic.
Good morning to you, Áine. Waterford's Seamus Power is tied for second place after the opening round of the Heritage event in South Carolina. The 2016 Olympian picked up four birdies inside his opening five holes, going on to card a 6-under par 64. He's alongside Colin Morikawa, and they're two shots behind the leader, JT Poston. Rory McIlroy is joined 10th on 4-under, and Shane Lowry is tied 38th on 1-under. Leona Maguire holds a share of 31st place at the end of the first day of the Chevron Championship in Texas. She's on level par, six shots behind the two-stroke leader, American Lauren Coughlin. Stephanie Meadow is one better than Leona on 1-under par. There was no miracle comeback for Liverpool in the quarter-final of the Europa League. While they did beat Atalanta 1-0 in Bergamo thanks to an early Mo Salah penalty, the 3-0 first leg loss at Anfield left them with too much ground to make up, and it was one of the lesser lights of Italian football who went through to the semi-finals 3-1 on aggregate. West Ham's interest in the competition also came to an end. They produced a highly creditable 1-1 draw at home to the newly crowned Bundesliga champions Bayer Leverkusen, and the Germans progressed 3-1 over the two legs. Aston Villa fans are celebrating reaching a first European semi-final since 1982. They defeated Lille in a penalty shootout in France in the Conference League after the tie ended 3-3 in aggregate. Villa goalkeeper Emiliano Martinez saved two penalties, and Villa's semi-final opponents will be Olympiacos. Shelburne have issued a lifetime ban from Tolga Park to a supporter who threw a flare at the assistant referee during last Friday's game away to Drogheda United. A club statement said it has a zero tolerance policy towards any behaviour that endangers the safety of players, officials and other supporters. Tonight, Shelburne are away to Galway United in one of five Premier Division fixtures. Pride of place in this weekend's GAA Championship menu goes to hurling, with the Munster and Leinster Championships getting underway with five games on Sunday. Donal Cusack will be with us later to take us through the action. We'll focus now on the football, and Dr Hyde Park stages the Connacht semi-final between Roscommon and Mayo on Sunday. Damien Lawler has been hearing from Roscommon defender Conor Hussey about the challenges posed by so many games packed together.
It's a big drain on players, management, administrators too, trying to find pitches this time of year. I know Roscommon are having a bit of bother at the minute with the weather, but yeah, the league just goes by so quickly. I think there's only two break weeks in the entire league. It's a really, really short period of time. If you get a niggle injury at all, you're kind of in a bit of bother for the whole championship. So it's just the way it is at the minute, so we have to kind of learn to adapt to it.
And Conor, what have you found since you came on the, you know, the senior scene? Like, just has the game even evolved in that short space of time almost?
Without a doubt, yeah, without a doubt. Especially the last few years. I know when I first came in, defences were probably on top, and the Jim McGuinness era, he started it, and he showed that with solid defence you can kind of be competitive, very much so. But I think that, I know there's a lot of chatter at the minute about the way the game is being played and rule changes, but overall I think the top teams are showing that you have to be able to score and attack, and that's something that we're trying to do ourselves. And the tactics and the rules and everything are trying to lean towards that. So the game is trying to change slightly. I don't think any more parking the bus will suffice anymore. So that's without doubt changing, and managers are involved and coaches are involved all the time, and players have to learn to how best to improve themselves so they can meet these new requirements of the game.
Conor, just for any young lad coming out of college, playing underage, you see it like Sakeen McKeown, like might go travelling for a year or two. Yeah. That's coming in every county more and more. Have you seen much of that?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. Even I know in our own squad now, we're unfortunate to lose some big players from last year, and I think that's probably just due to what you're saying there, that lads have to at some stage travel and try and see the world and do different things, and it is quite an intensive commitment this is. And at the end of the day, we all love it, like, you know, players and managers and everything who watch.
You have to be obsessed, Conor, don't you?
You do, but at the same time I suppose other players, some of my friends too, even I know a lot of friends from college have gone travelling, and it's definitely taking place at the minute, yeah. And county players are kind of slowly but surely kind of maybe making more and more decisions that lead to them, you know, not playing that as much as they used to.
It's Conor Hussey of Roscommon. Leinster Rugby intend to split all their home games next season between the Aviva Stadium and Croke Park. Redevelopment work at the RDS means it'll be unavailable for the entire season. English trainer Nicky Henderson is planning to run Shiskin in the Ladbrokes Punchestown Gold Cup at the upcoming festival. His likely opponents there will include Faster Slow and the Cheltenham Gold Cup winner Gallop and Deschamps. And finally, Galway featherweight Adam Heshin progressed to the second preliminary round at the European Championships in Belgrade with a unanimous victory over a fighter from Georgia. Olympic-bound heavyweight Jack Marley lost on a split decision to a Belgian opponent.